The Catholic Agency to Support Evangelization, or CASE as it's known, held a one-day symposium on the theme of faith and culture on the 5th of October 2009. Here's the concluding part of Dr. Claire Watkins' address on sacraments and mission.
So far, all I've done is raise some questions about the way in which sacraments are both a gift and a calling or a responsibility for us in evangelization. And I'm not offering, I'm not suggesting that I can offer any sort of clear answers to that. I was very grateful that Bishop Hendricks kind of got that out of the way to begin with, that that's not what I'm here to do. But I do want to conclude by fairly briefly setting out ways in which I think the questions of sacrament and mission might be more fruitfully approached. And these are where, there are ways here, more ways than I can outline, but these are ways of which involve us not so much in looking at sacramental celebrations as such, as events, but rather it involves us looking at what I have rather clumsily called the peri-liturgical sacramental. Perhaps that ought to go up so people can see what it looks like. The peri-liturgical sacramental. That ought to be explained, and I'm sorry. It's what I do, and people who know me will know that I've got a tendency to make up stupid phrases like that and then live to regret it, I have to say, afterwards. Really, all that is an attempt. I should be German, shouldn't I? That would have worked quite well in German. All I think I'm trying to describe is, quite obviously, is an attention to the sacramental before, after, around the liturgical celebration of sacrament, the peri-liturgical. And this involves us looking at the pre-liturgical sacramental and indeed the post, by which I mean following on from, liturgical sacramental, as loci where we might deepen our sacramental spirituality for evangelization. A very interesting scriptural example of the kind of thing I mean might be gleaned from reading reflectively chapters 10 and 11 of 1 Corinthians, where you have that sort of stark statement or account given of the Last Supper in the middle there. But what goes, trying to link that with what goes before and after it is very informative. But that's another paper altogether. The pre-liturgical is important, I think, to understand and to reflect upon. All of us, even as infants approaching the sacraments, come to the sacraments with a formation already in place. We have already been formed in various ways, for good and for ill, by how we have lived our lives, and indeed how people have lived their lives around us. Our ability to see what is going on in the sacraments that we approach will almost inevitably be shaped by the human and cultural formation, as well as the catechetical formation, and indeed, I have to say, more powerfully than most catechetical formation. In many ways, the difficulties of sacrament and mission that I've been trying to raise can be put succinctly in exactly those terms. The difficulty of truly seeing sacraments for what they are in Christ. What enables us to see sacrament in our culture, and what disables us? I've been suggesting, I think, that certain cultural factors, an emphasis on the body, on community, and a thirst for spirituality, an appetite for event and performance, all make the seeing of sacramental realities problematic, in fact, for today, as well as being a point of contact, it's also a bit of a difficulty. And this is true for us in the visible church, just as much as, well, as well as being true for those who are outside the visible boundaries. There are a couple of points from the tradition which I can only mention briefly because I don't want to go over time, which I think might be helpful to try and deepen our appreciation of the pre-liturgical sacramental and understand the way in which as evangelists we're called to think more deeply about the approach road, if you like, the way we take the journey towards sacrament, both in our own lives, but also the journey that we take people on to arrive at sacrament. The first is perhaps a little bit technical, but I think I still want to say it. Perhaps we can get to which is to do with the way in which our tradition does talk about there being a proper complexity with regard to sacrament. Sacraments are not self-evident. We should not and cannot expect them to be so. And I sometimes think we run a risk in our love of the sacraments of bringing people, including ourselves, too quickly and too eagerly to their liturgical celebration. One of the ways I think, for me certainly, and you may disagree, that the tradition speaks about the proper complexity of seeing sacramental reality is the language, the classical language, I suppose, of the sacramentum tantum, the sacramentum at res, and the res tantum. Now, I don't want to raise a whole big thing about classical sacramental theology, but this understanding that there is the sacramentum tantum, which is the external sign, the sensible sign, and the sacramentum at res, which is the thing that is effected by the rite, so the baptismal character or the body and blood of Christ is what is effected, but that there is also a second effect, which is the res tantum, the thing in itself, the sacramental grace itself, the recognition that there are these complex ways of describing sacramental reality, whatever we may make of them today and whatever sacramental theology has contributed and said about them in the last 60 years or so, nonetheless seems to me to be saying that there are, for want of a better way of describing it, layers of sacramental reality. When we speak of sacrament and when we celebrate sacrament and when we look at sacrament, we are not looking at one simple thing, neither liturgy, nor grace, nor effective sign, but something deeply complex, properly complex, and mysterious. We may and we may not see what is going on. We may and we may not receive, and yet receive. The effectiveness of sacrament cannot simply be taken for granted, and this classical tradition, I think, is a value in making it clear to us that this is not just something, you know, it's not easily accessible, and nor is it meant to be, and the effectiveness of the sacramental in our lives is never something that should be taken for granted. And I think here I'm very struck too at the way in which the, and of course we've adopted something of this now in RCIA, but the ancient way of preparing people to be brought into the life of the church involved really quite a long and difficult and actually sometimes dangerous period of catechumenate. And during that time, the catechumens would have left the celebration of the Eucharist after the liturgy of the word. So that the sacramental, the whole thing is sacramental, but the specific liturgy of Eucharist is kept as something to which your evangelical catechumenate is approaching, that you're leading up to that. It's not just kind of given out straight away. It cannot be immediate. There is a journey, that's all I'm saying. There is a journey, and sometimes a difficult journey, to make before we receive sacrament. And of course, for generations in the church, that was also understood personally, and I'd like to think it still is, although I suspect we've lost sight of it a bit, that you don't approach the sacraments without proper preparation, which might involve fasting, it might involve going to confession, whatever it is, but that needs to be sort of embedded in this sort of sense that the sacraments are not just simply accessible for us, they're not just to be turned on and we receive the grace and thank you very much. There's something more difficult about the pre-liturgical sacramental than that. It has a calling on us. It makes a demand upon us. This, I think, raises a question for me about how we might evangelize toward sacrament, allowing our all-important sense of the sacramental to shape and direct our pre-liturgical living and mission. How does the sacramental sense actually enable us to be sacramental before the sacraments? And one way of answering this is to look at the post-liturgical sacramental. And this is what I'll end with, really. To recognise that, again, deep in our tradition, and indeed in contemporary teaching in the church, there is a very strong sense that the sacraments, in some sense, are only completed by their living out in the world. This refers us too to an Eastern tradition about the liturgy after the liturgy, which I think is very beautifully put by an Orthodox theologian, Yana Latos. Each of the faithful is called upon to continue a personal liturgy on the secret altar of his own heart, to realise a living proclamation of the good news for the sake of the kingdom. Without this continuation, the liturgy remains incomplete. And so, because I'm passionate about this, I was delighted to see the way in which Sacramentum Caritatis, that apostolic exhortation on the Eucharist, adopts a very striking pattern that makes it clear that the Eucharist is a mystery that is celebrated. That's chapter 2. It's centrally a mystery that is celebrated liturgically, But it is also, chapter one, a mystery to be believed, to engage our intellects, sort of pre-liturgically perhaps, and ultimately it is a sacrament, in chapter three, to be lived out, to live Eucharistic lives. A beautiful quote, and in fact that whole final chapter is well worth kind of reflecting on in respect to the post-liturgical. And I'm very struck when the Holy Father says here, there is nothing authentically human, our thoughts and affections, our words and deeds, that does not find in the sacrament of the Eucharist the form it needs to be lived to the full. Our sacraments are, of course, celebrating events, but they are celebrated too in the sacramental living of those of us who day by day are sent out in the power of these evangelizing sacraments. And again, I'm very struck that within our tradition, that the sacraments of character, of baptism, confirmation, orders, and in a different way, the sacrament of marriage, make it clear that we have an understanding of sacrament and sacramentality, which opens us up to the truth that sacraments are lived. You know, I live my baptism. It's not just something that happened to me 47 years ago, so now you know how old I am, 47 years ago when I was 2 weeks old. It's something that actually I have to live, and my marriage is something I have to get on and live. And indeed, marriage only really achieves its fullness in the living out of that marriage by two people. So we have already a strong sense of sacramental grace as something that calls us into living, and for most of us calls us into living in the world. And I want to suggest that by appropriating more deeply this understanding of the post-liturgical, we can become more and more attuned to the, if you like, the peri-liturgical sacramental graces that are at work in the world. What do I mean by this? I mean that if we believe that the Spirit is working ahead of us, you know, the evangelization does not depend on us, in fact, entirely, which is just as well. What it depends upon is our being able to follow the Spirit who is calling us ahead, and being able to recognise that calling. It's a really difficult act of seeing, of discernment. Maybe deepening our sense of sacrament can help us most powerfully in evangelisation as a way of reading where grace is at work in the world. How am I to respond to the graces that are already there? To recognise the moments of Eucharist, the moments of baptism, the moments of marital love that may not yet be fully formed in the official sacramental of life of the Church, but nonetheless is crying out to be ordered towards that, to be brought to that fullness of life in Christ.
Dr. Claire Watkins there, concluding her address on sacraments and mission.